With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. has hit two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran and what it says are self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed groups. The statement went on to say the U.S. does not seek conflict and does not intend to engage further. Around 900 troops are being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in that region. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the forces will not go to Israel, but are intended to support regional deterrence efforts. Ryder said U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked 12 times in Iraq and 4 times in Syria over the past week. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities continue to search for 40-year-old Robert Carr, suspected in the shootings Wednesday night in Lewiston, Maine, that killed 18 and wounded dozens. Colonel William Ross, the chief of the Maine State Police, says of the 18 known dead, 15 were found at the two locations in Lewiston.
The victims at the Just in Time establishment, 7 people are deceased there, 1 female and 6 males, all from an apparent gunshot wound. Victims at the Schmegley's Billiards, 8 are deceased, 7 males inside the establishment, 1 male outside of the establishment.
The FBI and other agencies have left the scene of a home in Maine that reportedly is the home of Robert Card. A police helicopter and drones circled the area with authorities on a megaphone urging someone to come out. United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a tentative agreement with Ford. It could signal the beginning of the end of the strike against Detroit's Big Three. This is SRN News. Britain's Labour Party wants to lock up those who resist transgenderism.
Earlier this year, a poll came out that indicated a lot of young people in this country think it should be a crime for anyone to call a transgender person by anything but his or her preferred pronouns. And we all laughed. But across the pond, the British Labour Party is vowing to enact legislation that would do just that. Labour leaders say if they come to power again, they'll advance a bill to apply prison time to, quote, abusive trans people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Relatives of victims of alleged war crimes committed by Myanmar's military have filed a criminal complaint in the Philippines as they increasingly seek to hold the generals accountable in courts outside their country. Hundreds of people have been killed in artillery bombardments and airstrikes in Chin, the only predominantly Christian state in Buddhist Myanmar. More than 2,000 houses and buildings, including about 60 churches, have been destroyed. This is SRN News. A federal judge is ordering the state of Georgia to redraw its voting district maps to include a new black-majority congressional district. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
U.S. District Judge Steve Jones says some of Georgia's congressional and state legislative maps were drawn in a racially discriminatory manner. He's ordering one new congressional district be created and 7 more for the State House and Senate. This Georgia case is part of a wave of litigation after the U.S. Supreme Court interpretation of the Voting Rights Act, and Georgia officials are expected to appeal. The judge says if the maps aren't redrawn by December, he will block voting for the 2024 election, calling the current maps unlawful. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new map could shift a congressional seat from Republican to Democratic control. More at SRNnews.com.